I love travel, going to new countries, making friends with new people. Usually, when it's time to head home, I don't want to go. So I'll sit in the airport and plot my return, listing the places and faces I hope to see next time. But when it came to leaving Havana, things were different. As I stared at the information panel, I noted how departing flights self-sorted into one of three categories: check-in, boarding, canceled. Canceled? The idea that my flight home might be canceled hadn't occurred to me. I was horrified. It wasn't that Havana hadn't been fascinating. On my people-to-people visa, I'd met artists and bus drivers, academics and tour guides, lots of lively Cubans overflowing with ideas and joie de vivre. And I'd seen wonderful buildings, amongst them a grand old hotel with party guests, cocktails, and a huge lawn that swept towards the sea, like something out of The Great Gatsby. It had all been wildly interesting. However, the seductive charms of Havana rubbed shoulders with darker things: poverty, decay, deprivation. As someone who's lived most of her life in Dublin, I like supermarkets and being choosy, and the fact that power cuts are not the norm, and that when something breaks, I can get spare parts. But now, as I fretted that my flight might be canceled, what I was forced to confront was my own sense of entitlement, the fact that the creature comforts I enjoy without thought 24/7 are, for many people, miraculous.